especially for kids, their lungs are still developing, and they spend a lot of time outdoors. Plus, they take in more air per body weight than the adults. As a result, they're more prone to effect of the, you know, the pollution than adults. So as a result, I think especially it's not, if your air quality index or air quality index is greater than 100, it's probably not safe for the kids to play outside, because they can have both short-term, at the same time, long-term effects. And some of the short-term effects are, let's say, if the kid has asthma, let's say, then there's a chance that they can have an acute flare-up or acute worsening of symptoms. But even if the kids don't have any pre-existing condition, they are more likely to develop acute bronchitis. They can have irritation of the eyes, nose. Or if this is a repeated exposure like we're having every year, this has become like an annual ritual for us.
Yes.
Then they're more likely to develop long-term complications, like they can end up developing asthma, recurrent bronchitis, or even infections. So definitely, I think if the air quality index is greater than 100, I think you need to make sure they're not spending as much, or they probably should not be playing outdoors. And for kids who have asthma, anything between 50 to 100, probably they should keep a close eye to make sure they're not having any worsening symptoms like increasing cough, wheezing, or chest tightness, etc. Yeah.
Yeah, very interesting perspective. So were we over 100 in that air quality index you talked about? I don't know, sir. Were we over 100 those last couple of days?
Yes, we were actually. Yesterday, I think it was actually greater than 250. At some point, it was around 260. So it's extremely unhealthy. So the way usually we do this is less than 50 is normal. 50 to 100, anyone with pre-existing lung conditions, we want to watch out. Anything above 100, there are certain populations we usually tell them to watch out. Number one is, as I said, kids. Number two is elderly, because they do tend to have pre-existing conditions. Number three is anyone with pre-existing asthma, COPD, and last one would be number four, which would be pregnant women, because one, the pollutants can have effect on the fetus. At the same time, it can make their breathing worse, the pregnant women. And anything above 150 and above is not good for anyone.
So if our young people, our kids, are ones that maybe we should be watching a little bit, then I would guess that you believe that the Park District and the schools did the right thing yesterday, because many youth organizations canceled practices and games. So you would say, I would think, Dr. K, that was the right call.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, it's not just in the, as I said, short term, but I think for the long term, it was the right thing to do, just to prevent the kids' lungs from getting any further inflammation and damage. Yes. Absolutely.
So how many days, so you talked about, let's say we have 150 or 200 or whatever, we have bad smoke like we've had. How many days of that, like if it's just a one-day thing, it probably is something that our kids can handle fairly well, but how many days or how much of that exposure, how many bad days do they have to go through before we can really expect that they may have some concerns? Is it just one day, or, well, you're going to have a few in a row, or like you said, maybe a few this year, a few next year? Like, how do we know? Because you don't want to keep your kids in all the time if there's going to be, you know, maybe some wildfires throughout the summer, but you got to take care of them too. How do we know how much is too much?
There's no real absolute number in terms of how many days you need to be exposed. But I think the biggest thing is, number one is, are they symptomatic or not? It doesn't matter. Sometimes it could be the air quality is about, as I said, about 150. You probably do not want to go outside, because that's bad. That's just not bad, not only for kids, but everyone. And if they start showing symptoms, even after they spend a couple of hours outside and they start having irritation of the eyes, nose, throat irritation, they're coughing, wheezing, or they're complaining of headaches and fatigue, then you know that that's too much for them. More than like days or hours, it's, are they symptomatic and how bad is it? And then in the long term, it kind of builds up, because every year we have at least 5 to 7 days of bad air quality during this time of the year. And every year they get exposed, this kind of builds up, because whatever you got exposed last year, it causes a little bit of inflammation. It leaves, but it's still there. And then you have next year. So it kind of builds up, and over the years, as they get exposed, as they're growing up, it could eventually end up developing asthma or recurrent inflammation, infections, or ear infections and things like that.
Yes. How about adults, Dr. K? We've been talking about kids, and you've given us some great information here. How about adults? If we're 30, 40, 50 years old, and we want to be outside when the weather is a little more questionable, what's a good rule of thumb for us as adults?
So I think as long as you're healthy, you don't have any pre-existing conditions. As long as it's the air quality index is, let's say, below 150, and you're not having any significant symptoms like wheezing, shortness of breath, any of these, I think it's reasonable and it's okay to be outdoors. But again, you got to watch what you're doing, what symptoms you have, and maybe cut down how much you spend outdoors when the air quality gets close to 150. But once it gets above 150, you probably do not want to be spending outdoors. But if you have to, then you probably consider wearing a mask. And this is also very important. A regular surgical mask or a cloth mask will not be effective because the size of the particles that you're inhaling when the air is this polluted, the size is usually less than 2.5 microns. And that means that size particles are not filtered by a regular mask. So you have to be wearing an N95, not a regular cloth or a surgical mask. If you really want to be outdoors and wear a mask, is something that's the cloth and the surgical masks are not effective because of the particle size.
Very interesting. Yeah, good perspective there again for us. Before I let you go, Dr. K, I've got to ask you about Saturday. We ran the Fargo Marathon on Saturday, and I don't know what the air quality index was on Saturday, but certainly it was hazy. It was warm as well. I'm just curious, at Sanford, did you find that you had people coming in that were experiencing respiratory issues that you think, yes, it's because of the smoke, this is the reason why people are coming in? Did you have any people coming in just and you thought to yourself, you know what, if it weren't for the smoke, they probably wouldn't have had those issues? I'm just curious your thoughts on that, and if maybe in your mind, was it the right thing to do to continue with the race on Saturday?
Absolutely. Actually, we had quite a number of calls, not just patients, but I've had a few colleagues of mine who ran the marathon calling me saying, you know, the little more tightness or wheezing. So definitely definitely for the last, I would say, two days or so, we've had an increased number of calls, urgent care visits, ER visits, or clinic calls regarding not only just people who participated in marathon, but just in general, there's a increased number of calls regarding worsening symptoms. So, yes, I mean, to some extent, I guess the marathon, they could have considered a different day, but I think it's been planned for a while, right? I mean, I don't know what they could have done, but they definitely could have warned people that people who had pre-existing conditions, maybe they should avoid coming in. So that would have at least prevented some of the patients from getting sick or coming into the ER.
Yeah, I know I did run the half marathon. They did tell us, I will say, they were pretty good about that. They said, hey, it's a moderate. The combination of the temperature, which was warmer than maybe most marathons, and then the air quality, they did have like a moderate, I think, reading on their sure. kind of participation level or their sort of color quadrants or whatever. So I think they probably did an okay job on that. But it's interesting sure. to hear your comments on that. And do you feel, Dr. K, that the reason there were as many people that had to come in and seek medical attention, do you think the smoke was, I guess for lack of a better word, the smoking gun that made that happen?
Absolutely, there's no question. And this is actually the pattern we've been seeing. I've been here for now 7 years, and I've seen this pattern every year during this time of the year is when we see an increased number of cases, whether it's bronchitis, pneumonias, or asthma flare-ups or COPD exacerbations. We see this during this time of the year because of the smoke. This has been, unfortunately, a pretty common thing that happens every year during this time.